This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer, a weekly effort of Stephan Multimedia, which happens to bear my name. I'm Doug Stephan, putting together a lot of news, information, helpful hints on how to keep your farm working and going. If you're a small farmer, a family farmer, this program is for you. Also, for the folks that use our products, the locavores, it's a combination of discussions of family, food, and farm, and how they all tag in together. So we have, at the beginning of the program, a couple of news items that I think are worthy of note from this past week. I saw that there was a survey actually done by a number of banks that are lending money to farmers or ranchers. And they have highlighted the best states to start. Those of you who are thinking, and we have a lot of those people listening to this program, a lot of folks that participate in conversation on this program who want to become farmers. And most of them don't come from farm families. They are fresh from school, or they have, you know, they're kind of wild and crazy, or maybe they have big eyes and they think they can do it. And a lot of people, if they have the right tools and the effort that goes into it, if you have that, willing to put the effort in, you can do okay. And if you want to know where to go to start a farm, the number one state in the country that is farm friendly to start new farming adventures is Kentucky. I don't know if I'm surprised at that or not. Number two on the list of being farm friendly, start a farm in Oklahoma. Number three on the list, that is this, the list includes the availability of funding and land and help. So North Dakota is number three on that list. Four is Texas. And I will tell you, traveling across Texas with some frequency in my life, once you get sort of below south and west of Dallas, there's fabulous farm country in there. Stephenville, and you go west from there along the 10, very, very nice farmland. Number five on the list of best states to start a farm, Montana. Big sky country, land that goes on, it seems, forever. All right, so those are the best states to start a farm. The worst states, the ones at the bottom of the list of our 50 states, at number 50, the worst state to start a farm is Alaska. I think that doesn't involve too much heavy lifting to figure that one out as to why it might be the case. Number 49 on the list is Maine. I can kind of understand that. The climate up there is lousy much of the year. The soil is awful. It's rock, 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 and more rock. Great for blueberries and things like that, but not for, you know, any scale of agriculture. Number 48 on the list of states that are not good to start a farm in is Connecticut. And that's because the government there is so negative toward agriculture and farming. There's a lot of great farmland, a lot of beautiful. Connecticut has many places, the western part of the state, some of the northeastern parts of the state, and on the corner of Rhode Island, Massachusetts, fabulous farming areas, but the state has just got its head where the sun doesn't shine. The rules, regulations, requirements, it's ludicrous, frankly, to try to start farming in Connecticut. Number 47 on the list, and that's the neighbor northeastern states. Look at this. Three of the five states that are most unfriendly to new farmers are three states from New England. Maine is 49, Connecticut is 48, and Rhode Island is 47. I'm surprised Massachusetts isn't 46, because having farmed here in this state all of my life, I find what has to be overcome oftentimes is nonsense, ridiculous rules, regulations, etc., that have no place really in encouraging farming. But that's not the 46th state. It's Hawaii. And I think maybe because of its isolation, there's a lot of stuff that grows over there. The Dole plantations and all the things, the pineapples and other things that are grown over there, strawberries, lots of great fruits. I am surprised. It may be because a lot of the land is volcanic and may be very hard. Plus, it's expensive, so maybe that's why it is. But I thought, you know, when you look at the highlights of this year, look at all of the farm states, look at all the states that are good. 9 of the top 10 states on this list are fully or partially within the Great Plains. And so when you, I mean, this is a broad sweeping survey for sure, but the landscape out there, the soil is great. You go to Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas, the land is still pretty cheap there. The growing climate most of the year is pretty good. There's a pretty good infrastructure for farmers there. There's great rural residency that's available. I think that if you were to go out, I know when I drove through the Great Plains once, I watched a cattle. It was like a cattle drive. You probably can still see some of that. But if you look at the worst states, I gave you the 5 on the top and the bottom. But if we go to the top 10, the ones in the states in the south other than Kentucky, I suppose Oklahoma would be considered a southern state. But if you go to Louisiana, Alabama, places like that, Mississippi, awful. Terrible places to try to start farming. This is not about the farms that are already in existence, but about trying young people or people that are new to agriculture trying to get started. Forget about it in most of these areas of the Deep South. A lot of charming qualities there, but new farm friendliness is not one of them. So that's a list that I think is good to pass along, a little information that helps out. Another piece of the pie here that we're all thinking about, the new, it'll be when Biden gets in, there is a new, new PPP and some of the other help that's coming from the government that was signed by Trump. It's going to be expanded upon, but there are specific set-asides for agriculture, and you need to talk to your banker and your accountant right away. It was confusing last time around. Ag wasn't really a specific focus. It was just get the money everywhere. But specifically this time, you can apply for and get some pretty good help that probably, if you are smart about it and have a good accountant and know how the system works, you won't have to pay any of it back. All right? So that's a word to the wise. Get to your accountant and your bank and see if you can't get yourself a PPP loan to help you in the struggle to survive. We all need all the help we can get. That's for sure. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer. Speaking about help, your nose. I don't hold my nose like this. Yeah. To make the point that it's your body's air filter. I would like you to know how easily you can clean your nose, especially if you're on the farm and you're working with a lot of allergens and dust and things. I'm around hay all the time, out in the field or in the barn or wherever it is, and that certainly plugs up my nose. And I'm betting that sort of thing plugs up your nose. There are a lot of other things that are around, not to mention all the germs, the dangerous viruses. We know about that. Clean your nose and have a healthier life. That's the bottom line. That's the message from Navage. So if you want to check it out, go to Navage.com. It's the nasal care system that is free of drugs. It's all natural. That's why I'm so enthusiastic about supporting it and using it. Navage operates only with genuine Navage salt pad capsules. Check it all out. See how it works. Rinse your nose every day with the Navage system. Find out about it at Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
Sam's new project needs a project manager right away if she's going to manage to hit her deadline.
It took an extra week to get approvals, but they still want the original delivery date. I guess we'll figure something out.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty, it's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
The American Family Farmer Now, Doug Steffen continuing, bringing in author Jill Long Thompson, who is not only an author, but she's been involved in politics, actually a former congresswoman from Indiana. She teaches ethics now as a visiting associate clinical professor at the Kelly School of Business, the School of Public and Environmental Affairs at Indiana University in Bloomington. That's a long title. I know that university. I went to school in Heidelberg over in Tiffin, Ohio. I had a great friend who went to Bloomington and got a master's degree in education and something else. But I know it's a good school, great reputation. So what else have you done? I know that you've been associated with Farm Credit. Maybe we can talk about some of the things I was just mentioning with regard to government help and credit with the PPP and banks and that sort of thing. Are you a farm girl, Jill?
Oh, yes, I am. My husband and I live on a farm, our family farm here in Marshall County, Indiana. We both grew up on small family dairy farms. They weren't considered all that small at the time, but
I know.
Small dairy
farms. That's my story, too. I grew up, I've been around cows all my life, and I think when I thought that milking 40 cows was a lot, and then I compare that, the last herd of cows that I milked was 140 that we milked twice a day. But, you know, you look around now, and it's, even in my state, which has really gone the way of the wind when it comes to dairy farms, as many places around the country have, it's not surprising to find the 300 or 400 cow dairy here. And out where you are in Indiana, I know there are, I don't even call them farms, I call them factories, where there are 10, 15, 20,000 cows. And, you know, I wonder how, as a person who grew up on a dairy farm, what do you think of those farms?
Well, I think that they are adding a great deal to affordable, healthy milk. And so I am supportive of farms of all sizes so long as they are responsible.
Mm-hmm. So how would you define then, because you and I come, even though we come from the same place, I'm not a fan of factory farms. I've seen too many examples of stuff that just turns my stomach when it, the way cows are cared for, the milk that comes out of them. So maybe you can define responsible, if you will.
Responsible means adequate, more than adequate actually, livestock care, healthy animals, environmentally responsible. And I think that it's important that we always use science to determine the best way to manage any, whether it's crop production or livestock, that there has to be that level of responsibility. And I think it's important for us in agriculture to work together with farms of various sizes to ensure that we are heard in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Well, I think that's an important point. We'll talk about how we can do that as we get into a new administration here in a matter of moments. Jill Long Thompson is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my...
Moving back into the fold here, Jill Long Thompson is with us. You were a board chair and CEO of the Farm Credit Administration. What did that entail? What's that? What was that job? I know that you were during the Obama administration. So what did you have to do? What was your job?
Well, the Farm Credit Administration is an independent agency, and it's a prudential regulator, so it oversees the Farm Credit System institutions. So it is charged with ensuring the safety and soundness of the Farm Credit System, the institutions that make up the Farm Credit System. And so while I was appointed by President Obama and confirmed by the United States Senate, because it's an independent agency, we operated independently of the administration. And that's the same for all independent agencies in the federal government. And we worked to ensure that there were regulations that were developed, adopted, and then enforced regarding capital requirements, liquidity, to ensure that the Farm Credit System would remain safe and sound to provide affordable financing for farm operations across the country.
So how is that whole effort? I know when I had a mortgage from Farm Credit East, but basically the money came from CoBank out in, I think, Denver, which is more or less the big bank that distributes bank to smaller money to smaller banks, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. So how does Farm Credit?
But there are other support banks across the country as well.
Okay. So I just want to have people understand.
I should say sponsor banks.
Yeah, okay, that's good. I would like to have a little bit of time to help people who are thinking, you know, we were talking about the government, the process of having, now finally agriculture has been singled out in this new sort of bailout bill, and I have every hope of thinking that the administration that's coming in will do more in that regard, because it really was chaos. chaos for the farmers, and a lot of farmers have gone out. Friends of mine that had small farms, they just couldn't, handle the additional cost and lack of income. So now, between government help and the credit sources, will it be easier for people to either start farming or to continue farming having proper credit?
Well, I think that's a question that would be difficult to answer because there are so many uncertainties. As you know, my PhD is in business, and
yes.
So I have a pretty strong background in economics, although I was not an economics major. And so it will depend upon a number of factors, including international relationships, as well as domestic ag policy that is revised, adopted by the Congress, and ultimately signed by the President. But what I think is really important, and you mentioned that I'm an author, and the book that I wrote is The Character of American Democracy. And I think that we need to do all that we can to ensure that there is a democratic process that is followed in the adoption of policy as well as the execution and enforcement. Democracy is an ethical concept, and the process by which we adopt policy is as important as the policy we adopt. Coming from a small rural county initially and living in a rural county today, I think that it is very important that voices across the country are heard, and that we ensure that people have equal opportunity to participate in the process, and that Congress and voters at the citizenry conduct business in a fair and ethical way.
Let me, I want to pursue that with you a little bit more, because you've said a mouthful there. The book, by the way, very interesting, The Character of American Democracy. Jill Long Thompson is with us on this week's American Family Farmer.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wednesday, the House of Representatives voted to impeach President Trump on account of incitement of insurrection. The tally, 232 to 197, was mostly down party lines, with all 222 Democrats and 10 Republicans in the House voting to impeach. Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder has been charged with willful neglect of duty that left the city of Flint, Michigan with lead-contaminated water for a regional outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in 2014. Snyder and others were scheduled to appear in court on Thursday. No governor in Michigan's 184-year history had been charged with crimes related to their time in office. Former 2020 U.S. presidential candidate Andrew Yang on Wednesday said he will run for mayor of New York City as a Democrat in this year's elections. Yang attempted to become the Democrat Party's nominee for presidency last year with a pledge to create a universal basic income that would pay every American $1,000 a month. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Articles of impeachment will now be brought against President-elect Joe Biden. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene announced Wednesday night that she would file articles of impeachment against President-elect Joe Biden on his first day in office. The freshman Republican tells Newsmax TV her motivations for filing those charges.
Yes, I would like to announce on behalf of the American people, we have to make sure that our leaders are held accountable. We cannot have a president of the United States that is willing to abuse the power of the office of the presidency and be easily bought off by foreign governments, foreign Chinese energy companies, Ukrainian energy companies. So on January 21st, I will be filing articles of impeachment on Joe Biden.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Looks like Luigi and Mario are taking a backseat for a while. Universal Studios in Japan announced that Super Nintendo World will not be opening next month as planned. The Nintendo-themed zone of the Osaka Park was supposed to open on February 4th after its launch was delayed from last year. But with Osaka being placed under a state of emergency declaration yesterday until February 7th, that's no longer going to happen. A spokesman says it will announce a new opening date once the state of emergency has been lifted. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey.
Back into the fold here, the second half of our American Family Farmer this week, with a focus on how to, well, there are a number of different things I think that are in focus here, with the background of the book, The Character of American Democracy, that Jill Long Thompson, former congresswoman from Indiana, she also is former CEO of the Farm Credit Administration. She's been involved, obviously, in local politics and national politics, and as an instructor and a professor, she really does know her way from top to bottom. You were talking about the democratic process. There are a lot of us who are farmers that think and who have experienced the problems that come from having too much government. One of the things that Trump was going to do was drain the swamp. He didn't do a very good job of it. A lot of farmers that I know are hopeful that there would be less or more intelligent regulation on farmers, especially small farmers, acknowledging, Jill, that a lot of big ag is too influential in policy making. people that come from big ag that get into government jobs, and they, you know, that's true in most other businesses as well. I'm a member of the National Farmers Union and the American Farm Bureau Federation, and I found over the years the National Farmers Union spoke more my language because they seemed to focus more on what the needs were for the smaller family farmer. So I guess my roundabout question here is, how do you said that it's important to do it. So given the influence Big Ag has today, how do we get that done, get equal representation in these policy-making areas?
Well, I think it's very important to connect with fellow farmers and others who share the same values regarding how we govern and what laws and regulations ought to look like, what the parameters of them should be. The National Farmers Union is a wonderful organization for doing that.
Yeah.
And one of the topics that I teach in class is social capital, which is as important as capital.
Yeah.
And it is the building of relationships so that when a problem erupts, if you don't have the answer, you can make a quick phone call or text today or email, whatever, and get the answer. And I think that with the advancement of social media, there is so much false information that's getting disseminated across the country. We need organizations like the National Farmers Union who seek the truth and disseminate the truth so that when we're not wasting time going down a path that isn't actually workable. So
what would be an example, if I could, excuse me for a second, what would be an example of that that's happened in the past, whether recent or long ago? What is a path that we have followed that didn't work in your estimation?
Well, I think that what we saw last week at the U.S. Capitol, where there was this insurrection and it was based on fiction, not on fact, that there was this notion that somehow the election was rigged when it wasn't. And if you have good information, you know that there were more than 60 law cases filed, and all but
none of them get anywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah,
were either tossed or they were lost. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why it's important for people to have facts. Something that I think we need to improve on is teaching information literacy in our schools. You can be highly intelligent, but if you have bad information, make the wrong decision.
And let me, if I may interject here, because this is a good conversation.
It's
as a guy
show.
Who's been, this is your time, but I've been on the radio for 55 years. I've been around cows all my life. I put the two of them together. I do a morning program that's heard around the country, probably in your neck of the woods, but all around country and around the world. And it focuses on women's issues and the issues of the day, but not with a beat you over the head kind of I'm right and you're wrong approach to things. And I've sort of taken that approach in my agricultural experiences as well. I live in a community that is not agriculturally friendly anymore. They don't understand. It's a suburban Boston community. Don't get the role that agriculture needs to play in our lives. I guess a good thing was what happened last March and April when nobody could find any food in the stores. People woke up and finally asked, where the hell is the food coming from? And they figured it out. A lot of farmers did very well this past year, at least in my neck of the woods. And I'd like to see that sort of continue. But it does require information. I noticed one of the things that's happening, and I wonder what your thoughts are on this. A lot of younger people, I have a lot of young folks, young women and men on this program, because one of the main ideas here is to help farmers with ideas that other people have been successful with. So a lot of young people have had maybe 4 acres, 10 acres, whatever it is, and they've kind of made a success out of it. And I guess that what I'm hoping for is that we have a place at the table. And, yeah, the National Farmers Union does do that if these kids coming along know about it. But like everything else, We have been, the information has been distorted. So it's hard to know where to really go to get the right information. You sort of beg that with your statement. So where do these people go to get, where are the seasoned farmers and you know, a lot of times the government doesn't even have information that's helpful. So where do you go?
Well, certainly you can start with colleges and universities, and if there is research or information that's provided by, for example, land-grant universities.
Right.
Pretty much, now, we all know that science is evolving and developing, and so what we believe today or what the science shows us today may get tweaked, and we might know something more to add to it in another 6 months or in another year or 5 years from now. But certainly colleges and universities, and for the most part, government websites are a very good source. Because when something is determined not to be as accurate as it was believed, it gets revised, it gets updated.
Mm-hmm.
But I think social media is not the place to go for much information unless you have professional journalists. As you know, professional journalists live by and function by a code of ethics that minimizes.
That's true. They're supposed to do that. Unfortunately, that has been that's been denigrated too by some of the realities that we faced with, you know, how the people that are trained that know what journalism is all about don't seem to be making it. We have a lot of people with lots of opinions that think their opinion is more important than news and facts, or facts rather than what they call the truth. And so that's a thing that's kind of gray also. Let's talk about that more as we continue. A lot of fresh and good information here. We have Dr. Jill Long-Thompson, the author of The Character of the American Democracy and How It Applies, certainly, to agriculture specifically is where we're going in our conversation, which continues after I help you lose some weight. A lot of people have asked me since the beginning of the year whether they can use Calitrin, which is the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. Can we use that product in conjunction with other weight loss systems? And the answer is yes. They complement one another. What happens with the big systems is that they don't really work in the long term. They may help you to lose weight quickly, and you'll look better and feel better for a while, but then you go down, you go back to those evil ways, and you can't keep your weight off, so you go back. It's like going around and around in a circle. But then, if you consider Calitrin and how it does help, I've been on this program for a long time. I don't really have a weight problem, thankfully, but I like what the product does. There are a lot of ingredients, and it's all natural, the collagen protein, digestive enzymes that are in it. There's nothing, no drugs, no stimulants, no gluten, none of that stuff. So it's a natural approach to supporting your own body's way of keeping the weight off. So, yeah, lose the weight, then get onto the Calitrin or use the Calitrin program as a complement to your weight loss system. Stay on it. Very inexpensive, very productive, very successful. If you want to check that out, check all the success stories that are at toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin. Toploss.com, you can see what it's all about, and you can sign up for the product. I get the special deals by using the discount code DJV when you purchase Calitrin. That's DJV at toploss.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $899, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What's in store this week at Staples?
New year, fresh start.
Get a head start this year with great deals on storage solutions, tech, and office essentials.
And now, only at Staples, HP Plus is available on HP OfficeJet Pro printers, like the HP 8025E wireless all-in-one printer for just $169.99.
HP Plus gives you double the warranty and 6 months of ink at no extra cost.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. Start the year right and save at Staples.
Curbside available in most stores. See staples.com/HP Plus for details.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Let's finish our conversation with Jill Long Thompson here, someone who's very accomplished. I didn't leave out the fact that you got a PhD in business at Indiana University. That you were the first person in your family to go to school, right? Go to college?
To go to college, yes. And yeah. I always like to make the point, my grandparents graduated, all four of them graduated from the eighth grade. My parents graduated from high school, and I had the opportunity to go on to college and then get a master's and a PhD. And it's because of policies that worked to bring rural communities into the fold, like rural electrification, for example. The National Defense Education Act that was passed in 1958 that truly made a difference for me and ultimately for my family. And good policy has long-term positive effects. And that's, but only if the policy is built on good, sound science and research and good information. Back to the topic we were talking about with regard to information literacy.
Right.
There are websites that do very objective evaluations, conduct very effective, very accurate evaluations of the truth. And you can, when you hear something and you're not sure, you can usually find a fact-check website that will provide you guidance on whether or not it is true.
Yeah, I think one of the things that has affected what I was disturbed about in the last round here was the dissemination, or decimation is better is the word I'm looking for, of net neutrality, which kept a lot of people who I know in rural areas from getting access. A lot of poorer people in certain regions of the country, because, you know, is it back again to businesses that may not have any direct connection to farming, but that are just too big, the monopolies of Verizon and that bunch, that, you know, they dictate policy because their people get into government positions, they make the policy, then they get out, and guys who are living in the middle of nowhere who can't get access to a phone even, to a cell phone, never mind to a computer, and that's outrageous, frankly. And I'm guessing that this, I mean, some of it has been turned around, but I'm hoping that under the circumstances, some of that stuff gets back. Because that's the only way, as you said, you know, a lot of people don't, especially now with COVID, we're not traveling, we're not going anywhere, we're staying home. So, you know, how else do you learn about things if you can't have access to where the information is? Am I right?
You're exactly right. And to live in a democracy means to be a caretaker of democracy. Mm-hmm. And we all have a responsibility not just to participate, but to participate as informed citizens. And unethical or uninformed citizenry is very dangerous and can truly undermine democracy, because it can undermine the democratic process. And then it also, if we're not informed, we're not making good decisions.
You know, one of the things that I think, and we only have a few seconds left, people need to get involved in local government. What was it old Tip O'Neill used to say? All politics is local. Decisions that are made locally, you get involved in them, and then they come out on the right end of things. I wish you well. Nice to have you here. Dr. Jill Long Thompson, the author of the book, The Character of American Democracy. Good to have you here with your thoughts, kind of refreshing, and I hope that we'll maybe have a chance to cross paths again. Thanks again, Dr. Thompson.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So
this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with these thoughts about who we are as we enter the new year. Are we just farmers? I don't think we are. I think we're more than just farmers. This program, as you know, is dedicated to helping farmers communicate with families about food. And I'm here to encourage people to get into agriculture or to do better if I can bring them tools, ideas, you know, where capital is, where land is, that sort of thing. I think about the cultural differences between people who are like me that grew up on the farm and live in a suburban area and the people who are around me who don't have a you-know-what clue about what agriculture is all about. They see a farmer on a tractor and they think it's odd, or they make fun of them, you know, that kind of stuff. We've all encountered that. And then, you know, there are people who are trying to bridge the gap. You know, a lot of farmers have more than one job. They have the farm, and then they have a job that, you know, I know a lot of farmers, frankly, in rural areas that are janitors in schools, that kind of stuff. Seriously, why do we have to have farmers and their spouses with outside jobs because they can't make it on the farm? What's the matter with our attitude? What's the matter with our thinking process? What's the matter with America that our farmers who are responsible for bringing us better, the family farmer brings the best quality food, bar none. I may disagree a little bit with our guest this week in terms of Big Ag. I understand she has a political background and she's trying to accommodate everybody. I think the Big Ag concerns, if they are genuinely concerned about the welfare of America, not just their bottom line and how they can, you know, do whatever they can to put people out of business, I think that that's an important stroke for us to feed. I found also one of the things that is helpful in having people understand what's going on the farm is travel into the farm. Some of the friendliest people that you'll ever meet are in farm states, on farms, people who say hello to you when you cross their path, people who don't lock their front door at night, people who don't take the keys out of their truck or their car. There's something about living in that environment that is particularly attractive and appealing to me and lots of other people. I'll tell you, what's going on in our country right now gives me pause. You know, you look at these crazy people and what they're doing. I think that the American family farmer has long been a part of good, peaceful protesting. I don't think there's anything better than expressing yourself and getting groups together to influence policy. But you don't bring bricks, you don't bring bats, you don't bring pipes, you don't bring bombs, you don't bring guns in to settle a problem. It's just these people are lunatics, frankly, and they have no place in the landscape. But when it comes to getting things done, that's why when I was talking to this lady, you know, get involved in local boards, Board of Education, Selectmen, a Health Board, whatever it is that's there. You can influence policy. It isn't, don't leave it to the other person. You get involved. That may be one of the best ways. I'm involved in all kinds of things politically in my community because I think it's important. I just got onto a committee that is the land preservation group, focusing not just on farm and agricultural and open space, but, you know, other things in town that need to be addressed, like there are housing problems and recreational concerns that we can use monies that are collected in the name of what they call it, the Community Preservation Act. Most states have them. My town was late coming to the party, but we finally have it. And I want to help to encourage people from all over the town to get what they need and what they deserve. There are a lot of needs. And so, but I say this only because I want to have people understand how easy it is to get involved. And that's how you make decisions or help to make general decisions that will help you and others. You got to have trust in yourself and your ideas and don't leave it to other people. You're not only a farmer. Your career choice has been to stay on the farm, perhaps, or to go to the farm. I love the handle farmer as part of my identity. It is not my full identity. I'm a broadcaster, too. You are more than the sum of your parts, more than the sum of your acreage, more than the sum of the equipment you own, the products that you raise. If you come from a long line of farmers, be proud of that and try to continue the family farming legacy. Doug Steffen here with my thoughts, and that's part of what we do every week here on the American Family Farm.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.